Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Never too early to learn that the government is a greedy piglet that suckles on a taxpayer's teat until they have sore-chapped nipples.
I'm sorry, but that is one of my favorite Ron Swanson bites of all time, because it never fails to be true. And there's a story we're about to tell you about your property tax hikes that you may not know, and a lot of counties in the sound of my voice could be affected by this. And I've got Senator Joe Nicola on the phone right now from District 11, and it was his post that drew this to my attention. Senator, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing great, and thanks for having me on this morning.
Absolutely. So we're talking about memorandums of understanding that have been signed by county assessors all over the state to the state tax commission, promising to immediately raise property taxes up to 15% with no inspection. Did I get that right?
That's correct. Yes. And if they do a physical inspection, they can go over the 15%. There's no cap.
That's stunning. I mean, how come this hasn't been in every newspaper in the state of Missouri or TV station?
That's a great question. We're doing our best to get the information out, because we have a property tax bill that would cap property taxes at 5% every 2 years, and we're trying to get that in on this special session.
Good. That's good. So I just want to give people just a quick you guys put a link out, and I think this is a great service you've done here, to this list of memorandums of understanding for counties around all of the state of Missouri. I just picked a few of them at random here that were in our area: Warren County, St. Francis County, Franklin County, Lincoln County, and I'll just take Warren County as an example. This memorandum of understanding says basically you agree to increase your property values, residential land and residential improvements, 13% to 15% toward market value for the 2025 county assessment roll. It is signed by the county assessor on 2-3 of 2025. Is that correct?
Correct. Yeah.
Which means an immediate increase of that amount before the end of this year.
That's right. Exactly.
I'm confused. So the state tax commission would have had to go to all 114 counties in Missouri and ask them to sign this. And obviously they had just over 80, I guess. Was it just something? Not all of them signed it, but a good amount did. Is the reason these counties... Is the reason they were willing to sign it because they would benefit too? Obviously, the state would get some of the revenue from the hike, but also the county would?
Well, the county definitely will get the increase, but Here's how the state tax commission works. They go by an International Association of Assessment Officers organization, and they have agreed to place market value between 90 and 110%. And so when they do their data research on counties, the state tax commission, and they also ask the assessors to give data of market value, home sales, and things like that. And if they determine that they're not between the 90 and 110% of market value, then they will ask the assessors to increase property tax assessments to get them up to that limit, the 90 to 110. And so, but the 90 and 110 is not in the Constitution of Missouri, and it's not in Missouri statute. It's only an agreement that the State Tax Commission has agreed to with this International Association of Assessment Officers. Now, they are an American company. They're not an international company. And many states, you know, are part of that association. So it's possible these other, like the 81 MOUs that went out, it's possible the other counties that didn't get one were already within the market value range. So when they send these, and the MOU obviously is signed by the assessor, so it's an agreement between the state tax commission and the county assessor to do whatever that MOU states. There's 15 of the county assessors that refuse to sign them.
Yes.
Now, the state tax commission has some authority to withhold the state portion of the tax money that's due to those counties as a little bit of a hammer or some teeth to force those elected assessors to raise the property values. And so there's 15 that refuse to sign, but they're being recommended to withhold some of that tax money. And, you know, for smaller counties, if they hold $20,000, $30,000, $50,000, that's a lot of money.
Oh, sure it is. Yeah, I hope people are aware of this. And so what's the action item here? Should people be complaining to their local elected assessor about this? Should they complain to the governor? Is there any way to complain to the state tax commission?
Yeah, they can do all of the above. And what we've been asking people to do is reach out to the governor's office and reach out to their senator, because we're here in Jeff City for a special session. And I do have an agreement with the governor. He's going to add my property tax bill to this special session. We are working on trying to make sure we have a path for it, because there is some resistance, obviously.
Yes.
And so I have until tomorrow morning to get that worked out. And then he'll add it to the call, which means that my bill will come to the floor. We're also in my bill. Excuse me for my voice. We're also changing those values from 90 to 110%.
Yes.
And we're going to change it to no more than 100%, leaving it up to the elected county assessor to determine that.
Thank you.
But not to go above 100%. So we've got some provisions in there. My bill should be in committee this morning in a couple hours. So call senators. That's what we need them to do. Call senators, tell them that you want Senator Nicola's property tax bill. And we sent out, as a matter of fact, I did over the weekend to every senator, Democrat and Republican. I sent out a link to my blog and a link to all of those MOUs so they can see it. And some of them were unaware. And now they're hot. And some constituents have already been reaching out. And that's what we need. We need it right now, immediately, to happen.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Amen. And I mean, it sounds like a no-brainer. I don't know. It sounds bipartisan. I don't know why everybody wouldn't want to support that. Just to be clear, your bill that would cap this at no more than a 5% increase every 2 years would still, just like the property tax, senior property tax freeze, would still have to be approved by each individual county, correct?
That is correct. And also, not only would it cap it at 5%, we tied it to CPI, Consumer Price Index, and whichever one of those are lower would be the cap.
Okay.
Well, and we did make this optional for the counties, and there's two reasons why. When I first presented, because I've presented versions of this bill, this will now be the third time this session, and we've had to keep changing it and compromising it. And it's kind of a weak bill because it doesn't affect the entire state. It's only really written for Jackson County alone, but any senator can add their county to it. We're up to 17 counties now, and it would be optional. And here's the other reason for the optional is it was more palatable for other senators that it wasn't forced on them in their counties. And then two, if this gets passed this week and the next through the House, as soon as the governor signs it, it could be effective August 28th, which means all these MOUs that just went out would be null and void.
Let's hope. Yeah, let's hope. Well, thank you for that. I'll put up a link to your blog page about it, where people can find their individual county and see what the situation is. Like you said, St. Charles County and St. Louis County were not on there because my guess is as much as they've stuck it to people the last couple of years, they're well within that 90 to 110 range.
Oh, I'm certain of that.
Yeah,
Jackson County wasn't either. So, and we've been hit pretty hard. Now others are starting to feel our pain that we've been suffering in Jackson County for a few years now.
Well, Senator Joe Nicola from District 11, listen, we appreciate your time this morning and keep up the good fight.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.